Pretoria and Mbombela start the week with a high of 21 degrees. Joburg's maximum is only going to be 16.
In Melrose on the M1 southbound, a collision before Caller Drive, it's causing massive traffic in both directions. I'm talking about a 35-minute delay in basically both directions there.
In your sport, 3 medals for South Africa at the World Athletics Relay Championships in China, and Mads Pedersen reclaims the leader's pink jersey at the Giro d'Italia.
The first group of white South Africans selected for resettlement in America is expected to land on U.S. soil later today. They flew out of South Africa on a chartered flight from O.R. Tambo International Airport last night. It's due to land at Washington's Dulles International Airport later. U.S. President Donald Trump offered to grant refugee status to white Afrikaans-speaking people who he says face racial discrimination in South Africa. Lebohang Ndashe has more.
Transport Ministry spokesperson Colin Mcebe was at the airport last night, where he told the media that the group consists of 49 South Africans who will be received by officials when they land in the U.S. capital, Washington, this afternoon. American officials are expected to brief the media at the airport. The plane is scheduled to then fly on to Texas. Mcebe said that the group was properly vetted by the South African police services. He added that his department had not received any other application for further resettlement flights. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And that's also where you will find more information on this story. Controversial Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso expected back in court in the Eastern Cape this morning. He was rearrested early on Saturday morning, just more than a month after he and his co-accused were acquitted on charges of rape and human trafficking. The new charges against Omotoso related to the contravention of the Immigration Act. The Gauteng Department of Health has dismissed claims that patient care has been compromised at Charlotte Mxeke Johannesburg Academic Hospital due to a lack of food and hot water. Gauteng Health spokesperson Motalatale Modiba says the problems are being addressed.
There was never a time where patients were not given their daily 3 meals. During the delays in the supply, the hospital management had proactively ensured that there are contingency measures in place in terms of in-house cooking. Hot water is a maintenance issue which had long been attended to. It's just that the delivery of some of the parts took a bit of time, but as we're speaking, the service providers on site busy installing the coils in the first block.
International news takes us to New York, where opening statements are expected today in the federal sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs. The 55-year-old music mogul has pleaded not guilty on charges that he committed years of chilling abuse. The panel of 12 jurors and 6 alternates responsible for determining Combs' fate is said to be finalized before the trial opens. And in the small U.S. town of Rockport, residents are now in a battle against a woodpecker. They've had to cover the side mirrors of their cars with bags and towels as protection against the woodpecker. The bird that stands about 53 centimeters tall has broken more than 24 mirrors over the past few weeks, as well as the window of at least one car. The woodpecker is said to be defending its territory and scare away other birds that he sees in the reflection of the mirrors and in the windows. I'm Gerda de Souza net vir die hoofnuus. Die uur Amerikaanse owerhede sal die media na verwagting vanmiddag toespreek nadat die eerste groep Afrikaans Suid-Afrikaners in Washington geland het.
39,000 bucks. That's a lucky way to kickstart your Monday and your week. What do you think about that? Here's the little montage. So it's a secret sound of music. And we've put 4 songs over the last 4 decades, squeezed them into a couple of seconds, and you need to name the 4 songs. Wat hoor jy hier? Oh, easy, right? 37942 first word secret with your name, SMS that if you want to play. And it's brought to you by our insurance.
This just in, Zandile, a 36-year-old woman, has added an unbelievable 918 rand a month more money to her budget. That's right, she switched to our insurance and now saves 918 rand a month on her 2024 Cherry Tigo 1.5 litre. Nice one, Zandile. Our insurance clients always get something out. You could too.